From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A bill expanding an alternative response system for mental health crises passed the Utah legislature unanimously today. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports the state has set aside more than $16 million in its draft budget to fund the bill.
Usually, when someone has a mental health crisis, they're taken in an ambulance to an emergency room, which mental health advocates say can make that crisis worse. This bill expands an existing alternative system of mental health hotlines, mobile outreach teams, and specialized mental health receiving centers. $2.5 million of the bill's funding will go towards mobile outreach teams in rural Utah, says Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher of West Valley City.
For the past 6 years, making sure that mental health services are available to people in crisis have been the primary focus of my service. This is probably the most important bill for mental health that we will pass this year.
Utah had the fifth highest suicide rate in the country in 2017, and an average of 627 Utahns die by suicide every year, according to the State Department of Health. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Utah State Legislature has unanimously passed a bill that amends the Newborn Safe Haven Law, allowing someone to drop off an unwanted newborn baby at the hospital for up to 30 days after its birth without question. Under current law, babies have to be dropped off within 72 hours of birth. Proponents say it gives people with unplanned pregnancies more options. Health officials announced Utah's second confirmed case of the coronavirus this morning. KUER's John Reed has more on the patient and an update on the virus in the state.
Health officials say the patient is older than 60 and from the Weber-Morgan area. They may have been exposed while traveling outside the state and U.S. and currently in serious but stable condition. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the patient showed symptoms for about a week before getting tested over the weekend, and healthcare workers are now trying to trace anyone they came into contact with.
We've identified three high-risk individuals who either came into close contact or are at risk for severe disease, but more could be tested depending on symptoms.
Dunn says nearly 100 people in Utah have been tested so far, but only two have come back positive. Joseph Miner with the health department says the risk of getting coronavirus is still low here, but it's good that it's being talked about so much, as long as information is accurate.
That should be reassuring to people that we're working to minimize the spread, but undoubtedly it's going to happen and you should still be taking precautions.
Those precautions include washing hands frequently and avoiding travel and contact with other people if you're sick. John Reed, KUER News.
Teams around the world are racing to develop a vaccine against the new coronavirus. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, that includes a few labs in the Mountain West.
A group at Colorado State University is working on ways to inactivate the virus, which is one option for developing a vaccine. And a national lab in Montana called Rocky Mountain Laboratory is also contributing to the vaccine race. Scientists there are identifying which animals are best to study the disease. Their research earlier this year showed that a certain antiviral drug helped monkeys fend off infection with a different kind of coronavirus. People are now studying whether the same drug could help fight COVID-19, too. Across the world, scientists are saying that even given their vaccine sprint, it'll probably take at least a year before it's available. According to public health officials, the new coronavirus might still be circulating at that point. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.
The Utah State Board of Education is looking for a workaround so schools can still provide lunches, even if the new coronavirus forces closures. The board asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to provide four waivers, which would give schools a number of options in feeding students. They could offer grab-and-go lunches, use locations other than schools to provide those lunches, and would have more flexibility in what food they could offer. The board says it hopes the situation doesn't get bad enough to need the waivers, but wants to be prepared. The Boy Scouts of America in Utah voted to merge the state's three separate councils into one. The new Crossroads of the West Council will be headquartered in Ogden. Scout councils are made up of volunteers that direct the operations, organization, and activities of scouts, including scout properties and camps. A release states the move is not in response to the Boy Scouts of America's recent Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Instead, they say the existing councils decided on the merger to make Utah's scouting more efficient and sustainable. The consolidation will take effect April 2nd. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.